This morning it is testimony time. Let's make it louder, my breakthrough time. And please, let's listen to the following documented testimonies and be blessed as we do. Number one, divine healing and escape. Hallelujah. I was diagnosed of hepatitis B virus, which altered my marriage counseling. That same day as I got home, I began to meditate and inquire of God. I don't want to keep on going in cycles forever on this issue of marriage. Having tried 5 different times to settle down, all to no avail. In my family, there has been no payment of bride price, be it for male or female, no marriage. The enemy just sat on everyone's marital destiny. When the operation process the land was declared, I gave it a rigorous, studious approach, praying kingdom advancement prayers. I pray 1 hour each every 3 hours, round the clock. I went wide into soul winning passionately because I understood that everything I needed was in it. I prayed till my voice was registered in heaven. I gave God reason why I should not be sick, that I am on his assignment, so I'm entitled to healthy living. Then God showed up. Hallelujah. I went for the test and it was hepatitis B negative. Hallelujah. By the grace of God, my younger and elder sisters are getting married in the month of August, and I have started my marriage counseling. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. Hallelujah. The siege is broken in my family because I caught the faith fire. Matthew 6:33 is the scripture. All glory to the God of my father, Bishop David Oyedepo. The testifier is Obono DE. For this testimony, let's put our hands together for Jesus. Number 2, God of winner has done it. Hallelujah. I joined this church on 27 February 2016 through a sister who evangelized to me and invited me to come. I remember Papa mentioned 2 things that day. He said, stay here for 3 months and see what God will do in your life. 2, he said, if you work for God through bringing souls to his kingdom, he will work wonders in your life. I held on to both, believing and hoping in God with strong faith. After hearing life-changing testimonies of people who shared tracts and invited people to the church, I decided to engage in same. The day after I shared tracts in early April, I got a mail from Dubai for a foreign job that I never applied for. Let's celebrate Jesus. Later that week, I got a call for a large supply order from someone I never knew from Adam. The following week, I got a lecturing appointment in a private university that I submitted a proposal to in the month of March. Now I have resumed the lecturing contract, sealed the Dubai job, and started processing the supply order. Let's celebrate Jesus for this. Truly, God is here. The God of wonder triple has done it in my life. Thank you, Jesus. The testifier is Raphael Thomas. For this awesome testimony, please rise up on your feet. Put your hands together for Jesus in appreciation.
Thank you, Lord. Lift up those 2 hands and together let's give him thanks for answered prayers this morning. Give him thanks for the privilege granted you and I to be in his presence today. Give him thanks for the grace at work in us to be a partaker of this awesome move of the Spirit. Give him thanks and celebrate him. There is no one like Jesus. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. The people lacked wine And Jesus was contacted. And Mary said, now, wait a minute. Whatever he tells you to do, do it. The only way to have what you lack is to do whatever he tells you to do. Somebody's entering his or her era of no lack this month. Yeah. By the grace you will receive to do whatever he tells you to do. Yeah. In the name of Jesus. A realm of no lack can only be assessed by delightsome obedience, unreserved obedience, unnegotiated obedience, raw obedience. Grace to engage at such levels of obedience, receive it now in the name of Jesus. There are no private testimonies in the kingdom. Every testimony is a pointer to what belongs to you if you're interested. Simply do what they did, believing, as long as it's according to scriptures, then you are confident that it will be replicated in your life. Therefore, this month will mark the beginning of a testimony-filled life for you. In the name of Jesus. Now, ask him to speak to you this morning, everybody. Jesus, I want to hear from you this morning. Speak to my heart. Let your word locate me today. Open a new chapter to my life today by your word. In Jesus' precious name we have prayed. Lord Jesus, thank you. All the people came to the temple early in the morning for to hear you. Cause every one of us this morning to hear clearly from you. And by so doing, experience a change of story. In Jesus' precious name, amen. Give the Lord a big hand of praise. And please, you may be seated. We've been looking at this exhortation line, serving God is every believer's responsibility. Serving God is every believer's responsibility. It's not a calling, it's not a gift. The word says, choose ye this day, we shall serve. So it's a choice. But as for me and my house, Joshua said, we will serve the Lord. Joshua 24, verse 15. So serving God is not a gift, talk less of a special gift. Serving God is not a calling, it's every believer's privilege. Every believer's privilege. Because it is the God-ordained platform for our desired change of story. Serving God is every believer's privilege. I saw one very interesting picture recently in Luke chapter 19 and verse 13. It's a picture of Jesus Christ saying to us believers, occupy till I come. And what the response in verse 14? But his citizens hated him and sent a messenger after him, saying, we will not have this man to reign over us. A number of people just think that God or their leaders are using them. They think so. We will not have this man. You know, we have our own life to live. You can't tell us what to do. They hated him. Now, watch. He gave his 1 pound to 10 each. You know, 1 pound each to 10 of his servants. Only 2 returned. With proof of obedience. One returned on behalf of others. Okay, one returned. The other one absconded with his money. He can't find them. He said, I kept your money. I know you are an austere man. Can't take your money and carry your trouble go. Now, out of 10, only 2 positively responded. One negative, seven absconders. No wonder, Matthew 22, verse 14, many are called, but few are chosen. For many are called, but few are chosen. We will not have this man reign over us. Every day, kingdom advancement endeavor. Why? We have our life to live. I'm not doing any endeavor, whether kingdom or non-kingdom. I have my life to live. But see how the two that responded were decorated. Have the authority over 10 cities from £1. Have the authority over 5 cities from £1. I could imagine the others biting their finger if they were anywhere. I wish I knew. I wish I knew. Eating his finger. No biting it now. I wish I knew. Now, that picture runs round. You know, God created two humans, Adam and Eve. He lost the two of them. All the blessing proclaimed on them in verse 26 and 28, wasted, lost. His promises are conditional. And when they become a covenant, it becomes evident to all to see that this man has stepped into the covenant realm of life. Now, there were 10 spies sent from Kadesh Barnea to the promised land, and only two made it. Many are called, few are chosen. 32,000 volunteered in Gideon's army. Only 300 made it. Many are called, but few are chosen. Judges 7, 1 to 7. Out of the 12 disciples, we saw one that ended in suicide. We had a few of them listed. We had the 11 of them listed in the upper room. But after them, many disappeared into the thin air under the ministry, direct ministry of Jesus. Many could not be traced at all, no reference to where they went. Many are called, but few are chosen. So beware of hanging around scorners who are going nowhere until Papa kill you before you understand what I'm saying. Papa wants to kill you, in case you don't know. He wants us to be serving him. A slave doesn't have slave. I'm a born slave of Jesus. Caution. Caution. Everyone invited to the feast in Luke 14, everyone gave excuses. Not one responded. So it's not new. You know, something about God is that there is nothing new under the sun. That's happened before. And so, what was done that time is what will be done now. They didn't respond, but others replaced them. And the feast was furnished with guests. Filled up. All the ones giving the celebrated card, none responded. The ones that were not even expecting the feast, they came in to take their place. No one here will lose his place to another. Matthew 7 and verse 13 and 14. Enter ye therefore at the straight gate. For wide is the gate, and broad is the way that leadeth to destruction, and many there be which go in thereof. Thereat. Because straight is the gate, and narrow is the way which leadeth unto life, and few there be that find it. May you be listed among the few. Thank you, Jesus. Well, following our line of exhortation for the few seconds we have, you don't have to be a prophetess, carry a church title, very big one, deaconess, and then elder, Mrs. Superior. You don't have to be a prophetess to serve God. Everyone, with or without any title, shall be rewarded according to his own labor. So everyone has the opportunity to serve with or without a title. Esther had no title, but responded to the challenges faced by the Jews and proclaimed a 3-day fast. Heavens came down and there was a turnaround for God's people. Esther chapter 4, chapter 5, chapter 6, we saw how Haman met his Waterloo in response to the prayer of Esther. Matthew 6:6, when ye pray, enter into the closet, shut thy door. Your Father will see it. Your investment in secret, it will reward you openly. And he taught them to pray. Pray after this manner. That is all of us who are his disciples, male or female. Pray after this manner. Our Father, we art in heaven, hallowed be thy name, thy kingdom come. So it's everybody's privilege, male or female, with or without a title, to serve God and the interests of his kingdom on earth. When ye fast, all of us who are disciples, your Father who sees your fasting labor in secret, you're fasting for the advancement of his kingdom, it will reward you openly. Verses 17 and 18. Anna was serving God with prayers and fasting daily. So we can engage in stewardship on the prayer altar. God counts our time on the prayer altar as service. That therefore covers everybody, young and old. As long as you can eat, you can pray. Praise God. And so there are people here today that when you're 100 years, you are still advancing the kingdom of God on the altar of prayer. Can I hear your loudest amen? Wherever your heart is, there your treasure will be also. You can't see a future in it and not engage with it. You can't see a future indeed in serving God and not engage with it. So, you are not wasting your time serving the Lord. You are investing towards your enthronement, both in the now and the hereafter. Luke 22, verse 25 to 27. Jesus, in response to the anger of his disciples against his two disciples who went asking Jesus to give them positions, he said, "The kings of the Gentiles exercise lordship over them, and they had exercised authority upon them, are called benefactors. But ye shall not be so. But he that is greatest among you, let him be as your younger. And he that is chief, as he that does serve. But whether it's greater, he that sitteth at meat or he that serveth, is it not he that sitteth at meat? But I am among you as he that serves. Service is the covenant gateway to enthronement. The first one said, I've traded with the 1 pound and I've made 10 more. Have thou authority over 10 cities? So we are enthroned in return for our productive service. Then came the second one. I made 5 more talents. And I said, have thou authority? I enthrone you in response to your service over 5 cities. So serving God heartily, faithfully, and fruitfully entitles the believer for enthronement both in the now and the hereafter. Now, in verse 28, as we round up to 30, Jesus speaking said, ye are they which have continued with me in season and out of season. That's temptations. In season and out of season. And I appoint to you a kingdom, as my Father has appointed unto me, that ye may eat and drink at my table in my kingdom, and sit on thrones judging the 12 tribes of Israel. So continuity in stewardship, in season and out of season, entitles to enthronement in the hereafter. Paul said in 2 Timothy chapter 4 and verse 5 to 8, but what thou in all things endure afflictions, do the work of an evangelist. Make full proof. Be dedicated to ingathering of souls into the kingdom. Now, verse 6. For I'm now ready to be offered, and the time of my departure is at hand. I have fought the good fight. I have finished my course. I have kept the faith. Henceforth, there is laid up for me a crown of righteousness with the Lord, the righteous judge, shall give me on that day. And not only to me, but unto all them also that love is appearing. So enthronement now, 25 to 27, enthronement in the hereafter of that Luke passage. We have it 28 to 30. And the enthronement illustration, we have it here in the life of Paul. Enthronement here and enthronement in the hereafter. That's the end product of acceptable, faithful, fruitful service. Stand to your feet. Amen. If I were your master, I won't be running the way I'm running. I'll sit down and be sending you. You go here, you go there, you come there, you sit down, you move on. There are many people here. If you run the way I run for 1 week, it will be R.I.P. Rest in peace. Amen. If I ever saw myself as serving man, I would have ceased longest time. I'm not answerable physically now to anybody on ground. Yes, I have mentors over my life. But why am I working this hard? I have 32 people on my outreach team that we work together. Young, middle-aged, trying to find their footing in life. And we are just busy. This source may be one. This source may be one. I got a record yesterday. We already had over 22,000 people led to Christ this year. Amen. 22,223. I'm not your master. I'm just prepared to be a head laborer. I'm enjoying this. It's working. If you think you are serving the church, you have wasted your life. But engage the servants of Christ doing the will of God from the heart. You must be openly decorated this year. As you faithfully and fruitfully engage with the demands of the hour. It doesn't drop on people's lap. You sow sparingly, you reap sparingly. You sow bountifully, you reap bountifully. So everyone has the purposes in his heart, so it's not a gift. Let him give of his time, his energy, his resources in advancing the kingdom of God. Lift up your two hands. Ask God for grace. Today is Friday, the last day of our spiritual week of emphasis. God is changing your level. Lift up your two hands and thank God for the miracle of the third day. The miracle starting from this morning, the miracle of the third day must start speaking in your life. Lift up your two hands and demand for the miracle of the third day. After 2 days, it will revive us. On the third day, it will raise us up and we shall dwell in his sight. Begin to demand for the miracle of the third day. 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 Now, receive grace to be part of this ingathering prophetic season so that you can be decorated openly also. So you can be openly decorated also. You can be openly decorated also. Stop wishing, start walking. Stop wishing, start walking. Whatever it tells you to do, do it. Don't wish it. Don't confess it. Just profess it. Go ahead and do it. Go ahead and do it. Lift up your two hands, everyone. Lift up your two hands, everyone, and demand for the miracle of the third day. A revival has broken out already. You must catch this fire. You must catch this fire. Thank you, Jesus. The day is your day.
Lift your hand to heaven right now. Begin to give glory to God. Begin to give glory to God. Begin to appreciate him. Celebrate him from the depth of your heart. Give him praise. Give him glory. Thank him for the miracle of the third day that you are experiencing today. Give him the glory. Give him the honor. Give him the adoration. Bless the name of the Lord. Father, thank you. And blessed be your holy name. You are worthy of all the praise. And you are worthy of all the glory. In Jesus' precious name, we have prayed. Somebody believe, say aloud, amen. Let's share the goodness of the Lord together. Surely, God's goodness and mercy shall follow us all the days of our lives, and we shall dwell in the house of the Lord forever. Amen. Peace. Welcome to 2021, your year of supernatural turnaround. Then expect turnaround to become your identity from henceforth. Amen and amen. You are blessed. Congratulate somebody as you go.